This is Twit.
My review was very similar to a lot of the other reviews that I saw, which was the hardware is amazing. The software, not quite so much.
Yeah. They pushed out a pretty big update the minute I got mine out of the box. And I'm sure the reviewers got theirs too.
Well, you know when we got that update? So here's a little inside story on that. We were supposed to get that update on September 10th, the day the reviews came out. And I think they thought better of that because they were like, wait, we better give them this update to stabilize things before they do their reviews, right? So we get it a week ahead, which was good.
Wow. Yeah. You know,
what do you think?
I agree with you. Beautiful hardware.
Yep.
In fact, it makes me even more interested in the Neo. Because the Neo will be a big version of this running Windows 10X with a keyboard. Because that's one of my complaints about this is the form factor, which is really like a little book, cute little book, does not lend itself well to typing. So you either have to put it down, fold it up, and it doesn't really, the accelerometer is kind of imperfect. But, you know, that's true on all
phones. What would the keyboard look like? Like, in which orientation do you see using it with a keyboard?
Well, if you, okay, so there's a couple of things you can do. You know, if if you do it like you would do it normally on a phone, you'll probably fold it over. But then you have a weird 3x2 aspect ratio phone.
But if you could open that thing and have it be flat, and maybe you had like a Bluetooth keyboard or something, had like a little slot in it, so the thing would sit in there angled.
That's why the Neo is interesting. That's kind of what the Neo is going to do, right?
You also can type this way, like put it vertically and have the keyboard
This is where the software gets funky.
It does.
Because... And actually, Lou M.M., who works for Microsoft, and he's been dogfooding this for a lot longer than me, said the accelerometer works better if it's flat. So you do the flip-flop, the Fosbury flop. There you go. And it did it, right? And now you slightly close it, put it down delicately so it doesn't flip back. And now I wish I... Can you give me an over-the-shoulder shot, John or Aunt, somebody? Because I want to show what it looks like. This is actually very usable. It's a bigger keyboard than you would normally
have. So it's a mini, it's smaller than a Surface Go.
It is.
Go. Yep. It's the Surface Go Junior.
So you also can use it in landscape mode with the keyboard spanning across both screens or on one screen or the other. So if you want to type one-fingered on one screen or the other while it's open, which I could not master to save my life.
Yeah, this is no way to, this is no way to type. And then to get it to dual screen.
That's what I was thinking about.
Get it to dual screen. You, unlock. Oh no, I just launched these. This is the problem with it. It's a little finicky about the touches. You drag it. Let's see. Open OneNote, drag it up, and then drag it over. And when both screens are lit, now it's dual screen. And then now, so I have the OneNote stuff on the left. Yep. And Outlook works this way too. And that's actually that ain't bad.
Yeah, no, but what? Do you, I mean, how often do you need that? You know,
exactly.
I mean.
Well, and also it's fatiguing because you really do kind of have to hold it like this, like an open book.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fatiguing.
It is. Okay. I'm so glad to hear you say that because I didn't put that in my review because I was like, everyone's going to say, oh, she's got weak wrists. She can't hold this thing up. But it's a half a pound plus the bumper, right? And you're holding this thing. And after a while, my hand was like, ugh.
But here's the thing I think everyone
needs to know. It's not a natural position.
The two screens, though, did you start painting or become creative in any way? Was there a...
you know, I start baking again, more things.
I can't get a shot of it, so I can't really show you. But the groups, the app groups, really are cool. In fact, I'll be honest with you: if it weren't $1,400, I would say this is the best chess wallet I've ever had. I have my chess book here on the Kindle. I have my chess set here, my board, my analysis, my Stockfish. Yeah. This is a great. So this is an example of the dual use where you have two apps open at once. And actually, this is a great way. YouTube TV and I don't know, Twitter. You could have open YouTube TV and Twitter. And so that's actually, I have YouTube TV and Edge. And so that's kind of nice. And it's actually great for watching TV because
I just couldn't figure out. I couldn't figure out use cases for the two apps side by side. Like you hear that and you're like, oh yeah, cool. And then you're like, okay, what two apps would I put side by side that I need to look at the exact same time?
See, isn't that cute? The TV's like this, and it's sitting like a Smurfus.
Yeah.
And I got the website here, so I could have Twitter open here, and I could be tweeting and TVing.
Remember, it's a Kardashian this is kind of thing. Short. this was short-lived, but for a little while on TV, they used to promote these things called two-screen experiences.
Right.
Like you'd watch The Walking Dead in season two or three, and be like, you know, get your laptop ready, you know, and because so you'd have like some extra thing, like a chat window or something, and then you'd have TV, obviously, on your TV screen.
Actually,
it sounds like that kind of thing.
Yeah. So part of the reason I think people didn't like the software is it's just not traditional Android. So it's disconcerting because some of the gestures, for instance, normally this would be return to home swiping up, and it isn't. Just tapping. It took me a while to figure out, you just tap the bottom to return to home. There, I got my picture in picture. So they've changed the gestures a little bit.
You can turn off gestures, as I'm sure you figured out.
Well, Android it's funny because I have gestures turned off, but I still have the back button and the recent button.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted the back button.
Yeah, you need
it.
You need it because it's very hard to get to recents.
Yeah, it ships without that on. And so then you're kind of like, I'm like totally without an orientation or a start place, right? You're like, what do I do, right?
Hey, engineers.
I'm so sad I didn't get one of these.
Engineers, can I get some help here? Can you please put an over-the-shoulder? I'm sorry, I have to do this. My big mistake when I set up this network was to let anybody else be involved. I'm sending you all home. So now I don't even remember what we were talking about now.
The whole idea of turning off Android gestures.
Oh, yeah, I have them here.
And going back to the three-button navigation, that helps a lot.
Because the gestures are different. The other thing, and this is minor, but for the longest time I was trying to get to the settings by hitting this button, this gear button. Right. Oh, no, that's the brightness button. Look how close that looks to the gear button. That's just a Microsoft thing. You could fix that, Microsoft. Maybe you should. But I think I have gestures. Let me just see. I think I have it. Gestures.
If you have the home button.
Oh,
and the back button.
I turned on three-button navigation. See, if you turn on gesture navigation, it's not usable because...
It's not.
Look what happened. I don't know why all these things just opened.
It's crazy.
Go away. So that's the other problem. And now it's dead, by the way.
It's possessed.
Yeah, it's possessed. Now, that's software. They could fix that.
Yeah, I think they can fix it.
See, it's not doing... Oh, wait a minute. Now I'm in gesture mode. Never mind. So that's back to the gesture. Okay. So maybe I can get used to that. Yeah, because there's recents.
For me, the problem with the gestures was, first, if you've never used Android gestures, you have to learn that. And then Microsoft layers its own gestures on
top
of Android gestures.
It's non-standard. Right. Yeah. So that is a little bit of the problem.
I'm sorry.
I like this, though.
If you look at how elegant the Galaxy Z Fold 2 thing is, I mean, this just looks unready, you know?
I like the launcher.
Love the launcher. Normally, I switch my launcher.
All your recent docs,
but isn't this good here, like this? Yeah. And this is
really
customizable.
Good.
This is the left side.
And I like
that makes sense. You know, it's little things like the way the icons here kind of get together and then. Whoops, spread apart.
They move all by, like, I never could figure out why do they show up on one side or the other, right? Like, especially trying to open the camera, right?
Oh, the camera's terrible.
The camera always opens to selfie first.
Yeah.
Unless you open the camera on the left.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Try that.
Okay.
Yep.
But how do I get it to the left?
Exactly. Right. So you have to fold your,
I'll
fold
do
it
this
over.
Way. Okay. Selfie, see? But then... But that's what's supposed to happen. See, then when you do this... This thing
but
is
it
also...
Doesn't.
The double
you
tap
get that
to switch
instead.
Screens is dumb.
I know. Yep.
Guys, I'm sorry. I was completely wrong. Haunted. This thing's awesome. I'm sorry I ever complained about it.
I don't want to make this sound so negative. I actually like it.
You know what? I like the concepts, and I like that they're trying something new. But they came out with this so early. Like, it's not ready to sell to people, I don't feel like.
Yeah, I feel like they rushed
it. There you go. You got it.
So now that did it and may turn into a camera. But this is a potato camera. And that's the other problem. It's not a good camera. But I think now I understand why they said it's not a phone. It isn't. It's a little computer. And honestly, nobody should buy this unless they can afford to have this and a phone.
Yeah.
That's the real problem. This you wouldn't want this for your standalone phone. For instance, when you close it, there's no indication that you have a notification at all.
Nope.
There's no information.
You have to do the peak mode.
So you have to go in here. And to be fair, this fingerprint works great. That's a good choice.
It does.
It's a separate from the on-off switch, but it works great. It's such a beautiful piece of hardware. I'm actually glad I own it. It was expensive. I had to buy it, but
yeah,
I'm kind of glad I own it. I think it's a really elegantly designed. I think it is a tablet, and the way I primarily use it is a tablet. I have yet to really use it in this mode where you, where you have it two things
band.
And you do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I feel like in that view,
here's the reason.
Sense.
Look at that. See. So you guys are wearing masks, but if I scroll it, so the screen thinks there's something where the hinge is.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, now you're in the witness protection program.
That is kind of strange. Okay.
Yeah. Every app should say, "Oh no, there's two screens."
I bet they did that on purpose.
Why?
Because they don't want an offset. Like maybe it would be horrible for video.
It would be offset. But there's things like when I do my crossword puzzles, and this should be, in theory, a perfect crossword puzzle machine.
Yeah.
But you can't do it that way because you're missing a whole row of entries. And there's no scrolling.
There's no way you can't scroll. Yep. Yeah.
So that's a failure. Now, Google Maps.
Yeah, they're counting on developers to fix their
apps
for this.
But if Microsoft doesn't, why would the developer?
See what's happening right there. Like, you're holding the thing sideways. It doesn't rotate by itself. I mean, it's just.
It works better if it's flat like this. And then you can tent it.
You know, it would work great if it was a single screen mini tablet.
But remember, a lot of phones, including my iPhone, the accelerometer is wonky. You'd think this would work better. On all
See,
phones.
I find accelerometers are often too touchy. Not
right. And so it's going whoop. Yeah. So maybe that's a tunable feature.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think if you're using Teams or Skype in this mode, it's great.
Teams is the perfect app for this phone.
Because you'd want
the camera. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like if you have a meeting on one side and you have to look at a document they're talking about in the meeting, there's your perfect use case for this.
And that's why the Neo is getting exciting for me. And I have, there's a little bug. I'm not sure if it's in the Kindle app or not, but I turned off the cool page turn in Kindle because it was jumping pages and that wasn't good. So I have to, let me turn it back on though. Look, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, supposedly Google Maps has been updated now. Let me just see out of curiosity to understand the dual screen somehow. But I don't know. Where's Maps? M A B C D E F G. So if I do this, let's see. Now, see, still like I've made work disappear. Oh, you can't. So bright. I'm sorry. Let me turn down the brightness. This time I won't use that gear. I'll use this gear. All right. Now you can see it. So you can see, stuff's still hiding in the gap.
Yep. You got to move things around.
But it's nice to have a map at this size. I mean.
Yeah, it is.
You know. I have to remember now. Let's see. What else was I going to show you? Well, the Kindle's so awesome.
The Kindle app's cool.
If you could just say, look, I just wanted a $1,400 Kindle. and I'm really happy now. This would be a great choice if you have that much money to burn. Where's the settings?
I always talk about I only want to carry two devices, and a lot of times I do carry a Kindle laptop and a phone. So this would replace the Kindle if it could replace my phone, but it can't.
What a great reading experience. This actually looks like a book.
Yep.
You know?
But why is that important? Books are old fashioned.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Books are the way we used to do
this
things.
This is what I want on the airplane. But I don't want it to be my phone. I want it to be my little mini bitty computer.
Yeah.
But this will be great. Someday I'll fly again, and this will be great to take on the airplane, to watch TV, to read books, to do that dual screen thing for things like, chess study. It's great. But you still need a phone for notifications and stuff like that. This is dopey. This is just not.
Yeah, you got to use it with the earbuds. It's weird otherwise.
Yeah. Or the speaker if there's nobody around.
Or the speaker.
And it doesn't have a great speaker. It's a mono speaker, but it's good enough for a phone call. I actually have been listening to books on it, which is fine. Mm-hmm. So, it's not a complete failure, and I really don't want people to take the negative reviews as like, oh, they should just kill this.
Right. I don't think they're going to. The rumor is they're already building version 2 for next year. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and yeah. Presumably yeah. the Duo 2 will be even better.
I would hope so. That seems like the bar.
It's beautiful hardware. It really is. Great.
The hardware is amazing. It is.
They need a better camera, but again, I don't think anybody would want this as their sole phone. This is your work phone, maybe. Right? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
I want it to be a device I can take to an office and plug into a monitor and have it be my, like, work computer.
Samsung does this. What is wrong with you two?
I know, but that's janky. Samsung does it, but Samsung phones are terrible because of the Samsung ecosystem.
Right.
Like, I don't want all the stuff Samsung
gives me. This is a very Microsoft.
I don't want all that.
Paul, do you have the Fold?
No.
Are you going to get the Fold?
Nope. It's too expensive. Yeah.
$2,000.
Yeah. I would. Yikes. I wish I could afford it, but there's a lot of other stuff I have to get, and this is an expensive quarter, and we don't have a lot of money, so I can't. See, now it's doing the thing that really bugs me, which is it's just not responding. Oh, now it responded, like later.
Yeah.
So the response is a problem. Yeah. But I love this idea. Now I can show you. I mean, first I have to flatten it, then I have to do that.
This is great.
Then I have to bang it three times on the desk.
Come on, baby.
As a reminder to everyone watching, Leo actually knows a thing or two about tech.
Come on, baby. Exactly. I know you can
little
do
trouble.
It. I broke it. So, but that's a nice way to watch TV is in the little with a little Smurfus book, because that's what this is. It's a little Smurfus laptop, and I do think that the Smurfus Neo will be great.
Jeez, based on this?
Yes, because it'll be bigger. Why? It'll have a keyboard that slides out. It'll be this because this is a really interesting form factor.
Let me just throw like one idea out here. They thought this was good enough to ship in its current form. They delayed the Surface Neo because the software wasn't ready.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, this is what they decided to ship. Can you even imagine how terrible Windows 10X must be right now?